Welcome back. Jake and Terry here. And you might have noticed people walking around Monument Circle over the weekend. 10 laps. What was it all about? Well, the guy spearheading it, Rick Hammersley, walking across America. He's got a website, rickwalksamerica.com. And I assume he's walking right now while we talk to him, Terry.
Maybe so. I know he's still in Indiana. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, Terry, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you right now?
Well, I'm actually on my way out to my walking point. We're heading toward Lewiston, Indiana. You guys had breaking news this morning, and we just sort of got a late start. So we'll be there about a half hour. I'll be taking off from Lewiston, downtown Lewiston, and heading toward Indianapolis.
Okay. How many walked with you on the circle? I know you had. There was quite a crowd.
Yeah, there was, including Brian Pointer. We had, I'm going to say about 80 people.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not positive of the exact number, but about 80, I think.
Rick Hammersley, yeah. Our guest, he's walking across America. The website is rickwalksamerica.com. Rick, recap for us when this began and why it began.
Well, it began on April 1st of this year in Bodega Bay, California. That's when the actual walk started. Why it began was 5 years ago, I got colon cancer, and I did not die from it. And because of what I was going through and not feeling good for several months of chemo and whatnot, I started thinking about doing something like this, and it sort of germinated during that period. A couple years ago, we started seriously talking about it, and I brought my wife in on it, and after a couple months of trying to talk her into helping me out, we finally got her on board, and you know, she had some mundane questions about it, like, you know, well, how are we going to pay our bills and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, some of that trivial stuff.
Yeah.
After I told her we would be doing how we'd be doing it and everything, then she got behind me and supported me. And a couple years ago, it really started taking off. And we got it all formulated, the route and everything. And on April 1st, we took off from California. I've walked about 2,400 miles, roughly. Since then, and except for a day off now and then, and about 3 days off here in Indianapolis, I haven't stopped walking.
Well,
and that's something. And, you know, I'm 60 years old, and I'm out here clicking off 20-mile days like they're nothing.
Bless your heart. And what's been the toughest trek, though? What's been the hardest trek as you've made your way all the way from California?
Well, I'll be honest with you, the first 2 weeks were the toughest.
Were they?
I had a job that I walked about 10 miles a day in, and I really thought, okay, if I'm not doing the work and I'm going from 10 miles a day to 20 miles a day, that shouldn't be any big deal, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong. That was a big deal. And my feet hurt, and I got blisters, and my legs hurt, and my back hurt. And, yeah, I got over that. It took about, 10 days to 2 weeks to finally get through all that stuff. And once I did, and I got my first 20-mile day in, which was about 8 or 9 days into the walk, I was okay. And
how many pairs of shoes have you gone through?
Actually, I've retired 2 pair. I've had a total of 7. I've retired 2. I've got another 2 pair that are getting, they're on the verge of being retired. They got about 520 miles each on each pair.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, they're ready to be retired. And then I picked up 3 new pair in Nebraska, and one of those I haven't even had on yet. The other 2 have got about 100 miles each on them.
Have you lost any weight?
I lost 52 pounds.
Wow.
52 pounds. And, you know, not only am I a cancer survivor, And you know, there's a message there for some of those people, because when you're going through chemo, you're not sure you don't know what your future holds, first of all, and you don't feel good. And to be honest with you, there's some days you just don't care what your future holds. But I'm here to tell those people there are better days ahead of them.
Rick, quick, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, before we let you go here, because we got to run while you walk, pardon the pun, but has this almost, not that you didn't have it before, but restored your faith in the good in people? Because I would imagine everybody's been hospitable to you and very encouraging as you've gone along.
Oh, yeah, you bet they have. And I tell you what, people say, Well, you know, have you met any weirdos out there? Well, yeah, I've had two or three, but I tell you what, I've had 500 nice people that I've met. You know, so it's not even any comparison. And when you have somebody in the middle of the Nevada desert pull up to you and say, "Hey, man, you need a ride or you need a bottle of water," and you know, I mean, you know, they're strangers. You don't know who they are. You don't know their intentions. But they're good intentions. And when you have somebody pull up to you and ask you that, you know, I mean, that's just great. You know, you can't put a price on that. So,
well, the website...
People have been wonderful.
The website is rickwalksamerica.com. Rick Hammersley, Godspeed to you, and the best for your health and for another pair of good, healthy shoes for you, all right?
Thanks, Jake. I appreciate it, my friend.